And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, back from Alaska, and here in the Mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Yeah, indeed. We were supposed to have Pete and Mike from Kussler Yachts, but they're stuck in Alaska. I don't know, a big freak snowstorm in the middle of July in Alaska or something like that. But Doug is saving the day, and he's fresh back from the ICAST show in Orlando, Florida, to tell us all about all the great new equipment and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Last year, we had an unbeatable fishing season, one of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets, and the freedom to fit 5 full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a Deluxe Health Club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or in inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing, and it's the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip. But the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today, man.
Yes, indeed.
Haven't had our Doug fix around the shop for last week, so we're going to want to get in on the dirt. Like, I'm going to hear all the new stuff just the same as you. I haven't heard a thing yet.
Well, you just got back yesterday afternoon from Orlando, Florida.
Beautiful, sunny Orlando,
sunny
Florida.
And yes. It wasn't hot, right?
No, I mean, actually, it was a comfortable 97 like 80% humidity, thunderstorms every afternoon just to, you know, wash off the car. lightning.
Need to change a shirt about four times.
And it was
every day.
Just the most lovely thing when I got into the airport. We got in a few minutes early, which has never happened before. And then we sat there for 2 hours because they couldn't unload our baggage off the plane because of the thunderstorms.
Oh, nice.
Within 3 miles of the airfield.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
So, you know, I got to spend some extra quality time at Orlando International Airport, so that was fun.
Yeah, that's a real good one. Yeah, no, that's a nice one. But welcome to Florida in the summer, right?
Yep. It's always hot and muggy. That's just the way it is, and it just makes you appreciate when I step off the plane in San Diego and walk outside, it's so refreshing, and we're so lucky to live here. That's all I have to say. We are... if anybody's taken it for granted, you just need to go to Florida for a week and
yes,
see how that
indeed.
Makes your attitude adjustments.
Well, when I left Anchorage Thursday morning, we left at 5 a.m., but when we took a walk on when we got back from Katmai Lodge on Wednesday afternoon, we spent the night there in Anchorage, took a walk. It was 75 degrees in Anchorage.
That's so nice.
Sunny, beautiful, crystal clear, but that's the kind of week we had.
Daylight all night.
Like, it's so freaky to finally come back to reality here and go,
it's
actually getting dark.
You get dark.
Yeah. It's hard to get used to, but definitely it was good. So I'll talk more about that trip later. It was one of the most phenomenal trips in the history of Let's Talk Hookup, and for a lot of reasons. And it was a lot of fun. We had great weather, great fishing, and great group of people, and phenomenal lodge. So talk more about Katmai Lodge and that experience up there in a little while. But what happened at ICAST?
Well, so for those that don't know what ICAST is, it's our industry show. It's not like the Fred Hall show. It's actually all the manufacturers set up booths, and it is a giant hall. I estimated between 300,000 and 500,000 square feet. And there were 40 rows that are massively long rows, and they're filled up with every manufacturer from the United States, and there's manufacturers from Japan and China, and you just see everything under one roof. And, the idea is this is kind of like introductions of new products for next year, so everybody can kind of get their catalog set. And then who attends the shows would be retailers such as Fisherman's Landing Tackle Store, and they have some media that comes there so that they can kind of report on some of the new items and that type of thing. And you've got the wholesale distributors, and they're all there doing their, upgrades and major buying type things just to see what, they need to add to their catalogs. So, and it was extremely well attended. During the Great Recession, things had really backed off, and there weren't that many people going. But, it goes on for basically all week in one capacity or another. But the floor is open Tuesday evening. Then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And it was well attended all throughout the show. And, you see a lot of people from all over the world, and they're running around doing their appointments and trying to take in as much as you can. And I spend only 2 days there, and I have to put the blinders on and literally walk as fast as I can. A lot of the stuff you just know that's nothing that pertains to us, and you just keep chugging. But then you stop and see the people that we deal with, and it's great to see and renew relationships with all of the manufacturers that, you see the owners and the sales managers and, the guys in the back room, doing whatever, and so you just get to know the manufacturers and the people and just keep those relationships alive. And so this is my 35th, 36th time there.
Wow.
They used to call it AFTMA, American Fishing Tackle Manufacturers Association, and then it's changed, but it's basically the same show. And, they used to have it in a different city every year, which was kind of fun because, you'd go to...
see different places.
Yeah, I mean, they had it in Anaheim, and they had it in Chicago, and they had it in Texas and Louisiana and Orlando and... so you'd bounce around. Las Vegas was always a big destination, and so you kind of got to bounce around and, see the sights a little bit too. But anyway, it was a very successful show. As far as, all the new items, our industry has definitely changed. Way back in the day, pen-made reels, that was it. Rapala, as we like to say it, they made strictly just fishing lures. Some of the line manufacturers back then, it was Andy and Maxima. They only made line. Well, now every company makes a multitude of products. So Rapala, as you know, makes everything under the sun. Berkeley, they used to be a line company. They make everything under the sun. So you've got a lot of, you know, the innovation is not as grand as it used to be. And a lot of these companies are just taking whatever is successful, and then they go over to China and they have it remade kind of under their logo and in their color patterns. And it's like, hey, you want to see this lure? And it's like, yeah, I've seen it 10 times on the previous row. You know, so it's kind of unfortunate. You know, the innovation is not as grand as it used to be. But with that said, a lot of the items, like, you know, we always talk about the, you know, vertical jigging. So, you know, the butterfly jig, that was the first vertical jig I ever saw by Shimano. And that was when I went to Japan with Shimano. Everybody has a vertical jig. But, you know, Shimano has been like the kind of innovator in our country of that style of fishing. And I mean, Dave Pfeiffer, you know, he recognized that that's something that we can catch fish on. I mean, we use our yo-yo jigs for yellowtail, but, you know, this whole butterfly thing, and then that's evolved into the flat fall, which is probably one of our hottest jigs ever. So a lot of the innovation took place over the last decade or so, and now it's just fine-tuning, new colors, new sizes, but you see a lot of very similar items. Every company now has some kind of braided line, and their take is, you know, 4-carrier, 8-carrier, 12-carrier, 16-carrier. We've got a green one. We've got a white one. So
cast better, cast this,
right.
You know,
I mean,
whatever.
So it's taken kind of a staple item. And, you know, so in our market, Iser was the first one to bring Spectra to our attention. And, you know, it was just, you know, one style. Well, now you've got companies that have 5 or 10 different put-ups that are all have different characteristics. Like you say, one casts better, one has better abrasion resistance, one ties knots better, whatever the case may be. So...
So what you're saying is in the saltwater world, which is where you live at Fisherman's Landing
100%
Tackle,
focused saltwater.
Saltwater. There wasn't anything new that really stood out to you.
I will tell you, there's a spinning reel explosion the last 5 years,
yeah.
And this year was no different. A lot of, and especially in our area, we are very conventional reel oriented. Because the spinning reels were never up to catching the tuna that we target, but a lot of the spinning reels now are up to that task, and so I saw a lot of new spinning reels over there that were, you know, the higher quality, like the, you know, $500 to $1,000 reels. You're starting to see quite a bit of that. And you know, when I say there's not a lot of innovation, the innovations were created, you know, 3, 5, 7 years ago, and that was the initial innovation. And now they're just being improved upon and tweaked, like, to the nth degree. So there has been some progress. This year, definitely, the freshwater world exploded with all kinds of new stuff.
Really?
And, I just think about Brandon in our store, who is a freshwater bass-aholic, junkie, crazed maniac. He wouldn't know what to do with himself over there. He could spend 2 weeks
so
over
things.
There.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He would have been in heaven.
Hey, I'm sure I know... the guys from ECBT, East County Bait and Tackle, were over there, and I'm sure they were just eating it up.
Yeah, I saw very few West Coast people at all. I saw two dealers, and I saw Gary Graham over there.
Gary Graham is everywhere.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's like, where's Waldo? Where's Gary?
Yeah, you know? It's Gary. Just follow Gary around.
Gary's everywhere.
Yeah.
But very, very, very few West Coast people. And I'm sure there were a couple of more, but I'll bet there weren't 5 retailers from Southern California at that show.
What always entertains me is the guys that we normally see in shorts and t-shirts, you see them in ties.
Yeah, right.
Even having pants and shoes on, right?
I know.
You know?
Exactly.
Like, but yeah, no, it's a real deal. I mean, it's quite a an exhibition of fishing tackle, like you say, from all over the world. And that's what blows you away is you see people and hear people talking in different languages and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a real international flair and an opportunity for major companies and small companies to showcase their products once a year. That happens.
And it is.
You've always said the displays are just mind-blowing, too.
Yeah.
Like the Shimano booth at Fred Hall Show, which is huge and crazy and killer,
right.
But then at ICAST is many levels above and beyond.
Yeah, you don't see any retail booths, and everything is a professional corporate-style booth, and just very professionally, meticulously laid out, and you really see... you see stuff over there that you're never going to see here because it is the East Coast, and it's pretty cool. Florida and the entire East Coast has quite a fishery. I mean, their fishing opportunities in Florida blow ours out of the water. I think our anglers are better anglers because of it, because, you know, we have to make those fish bite, and just about anywhere you go, you can drive out there and catch something.
Sure.
They have all lakes and rivers and inland waterways and the ocean, and there's fish pretty much everywhere. That tropical warm water is year-round, so they have fishing opportunities year-round, and it's pretty cool to see something that kind of radically different. You know, they use techniques and things that we don't necessarily use. You know, there's dredges and different things that they use offshore, and, you know, they probably kind of did the kite thing before we did, except sure. for, you know, the Zane Grey era, they did that.
Yeah.
So now it's come back to the West Coast.
So let's back up to spinning reels again. You said you saw some innovations in spinning reels. Come on now.
We can just skip over
it's
that.
Really,
there's no reason
to talk about spinning reels.
It's kind of happening. I know you guys
this is one of the
spinning
few
reels, but this is why is it that spinning reels
so, Rick,
so
how was your week?
Really?
Did you guys go fishing all this week?
All conventional tackle. It was
really?
A great time. Yeah,
nice.
We had a lot of fun. It was really cool.
Why are spinning reels so much more popular than they are out here on the East Coast, and they catch big fish on those
because people don't know how to fish in other places.
I got it. Okay. All right.
It has been,
you know, there
cool.
are, there are advantages and disadvantages. One of the main reasons that they use spinning reels elsewhere is because a lot of the fishing elsewhere, like we're talking Florida, is more very inshore, and the fish are much more plentiful and smaller.
Right.
So I'd say most of us started, you know, our little trout fishing or, you know, perch or calico bass, or whatever. We all started as kids with a spinning reel. The need there back in the day was not as important to go to a spinning reel because, you know, the fish weren't quite as big. But, I mean, when we were catching, our main focus on the West Coast has always kind of been the offshore tuna thing. And those reels, I had them. They blew up, and you couldn't fish them. So you had to learn at a young age how to fish with a conventional reel. Well, that's all changed because you can catch, you know, a 50, 100-pound tuna on a spinning reel now.
A 200-pound.
But the culture on the West Coast has been pretty much aimed at the conventional, and that's why it's been much more resistant to change. But, you know, I mean, we joke about and put the spinning reels down, but it does have its place.
Yeah.
You,
sure. Did you see the post I did while I was in Alaska of Dave Pfeiffer and his double? I mean, those fish had to be close to 200.
No doubt.
It was a double that he had. And did you see what he had in his hand?
Yeah, the Stella.
Yes.
No doubt.
He had a spinning reel.
You were the one that pointed it out to me, I mean, it's probably 5 or 6 or 8 years ago now in Panama with that big tuna fishing, and it is the case. I mean, granted, we caught a lot of big tuna on the popper this year and plenty on conventional gear, but you said you can fish a popper better with a spinning rod, and it's because of angle of the rod, and obviously you're casting something that's light, you know, something just like Doug was saying, something that's very light is cast easier from a spinning reel because you've got no inertia that you need to get over like you do in a conventional reel. You know, when spool weight is everything in casting, and, you know, on a big fish reel where you have drag plates and drag washers and drive gears are all attached to the spool when you're making that cast, you've got to compensate all that inertia for your cast. A spinning reel has none of that. So it just casts something that's lighter, easier. But then position of the rod being at a 45-degree angle, you can push a lot more water with a popper on a spinning rod. There's no doubt.
Make the action better.
That's it.
The whole idea. And make the fish bite.
Yeah.
But not everybody can throw a conventional reel like you and Doug. Let's face it. I mean, so for somebody that wants to be in the game
absolutely.
With this big bluefin tuna, they can be in the game with a Stella or a Twin Power or one of the more powerful, bigger spinning reels.
And I think when we're going to see the full conversion, because 2 and 3 generations have gone by since spinning reels were not worthy, is when we get the anchovies back exclusively, and it's the old, you know, style albacore fishing with an anchovy. There's no doubt you can throw an anchovy well with a spinning reel, and, you know, a 20, 25-pound fish can easily be caught on today's spinning reels. So there's no reason that people wouldn't do that. The one slight disadvantage with these big fish, you can't lay it on the rail because you'd be laying your line on the rail, and obviously that's going to cause...
And you don't want to flip it upside down, I guess.
No.
Not the way the rod's working, right?
No.
Yeah, but AFCO makes a little clip, right?
It's called the spin strap.
The spin strap that you can clip to like an over-shoulder harness or a regular harness,
yeah.
Right?
We've sold quite a few of those this year. It's just a nylon strap with 2 little D-rings, and it goes around the blank above the hypalon, and you clip your harness into those two little D-rings, and it serves kind of like harness lugs on a conventional reel would. So yeah. That's definitely helped the guys on the huge fish, you know, be able to kind of take a rest with your hand and help you use your body muscles more to land those giant fish.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of AFCO, well, before I forget about it, I took an AFCO sun mask, face mask for everybody on the Katmai Lodge trip. A lot of these people had never seen one. I mean, it was amazing how many people were just like, this thing is like one of the greatest creations on earth, you know? And nice. And for those, whether it's sunny or cloudy or windy or whatever, it's kind of a must. Once you start using a sun mask, it's hard to go
back.
Yeah,
they're killer.
Yep.
Yeah, indeed.
Especially if you always have a two-tone face like I do.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, Ricky should use his sun mask a little more often.
I rock it all the time. It's just, yeah.
You're just a little sensitive
just,
on the skin.
It's just
there.
A thing, man. It happens. Yeah. I fish a lot. I'm sorry about it. Yeah, they're awesome.
Well, as you can hear, we have a lot to talk about. Wow, it's flying through and great opportunity for you to talk tackle with Doug Kern.
Yeah, you want to talk about the ultimate guru when it comes to fishing tackle. That's Doug, for sure. I mean, you heard 35 ICAST shows in a row. There's a reason. And the guy certainly knows more than anybody that I know when it comes to this fishing tackle and rigging and all this tuna that's going on. It's going to be a really fun show. And we want to hear from you this morning. Give us a call. Be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to join us, there's two ways you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457 1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or get us toll-free. That toll-free line, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only talking tackle, talking fishing, and having a lot of fun doing it, we have got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a three-quarter day trip to go fishing aboard the brand-new Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. First trip went down yesterday. It was a great time. The boat looks unbelievable. I got to jump on board before the boat went and check the whole scene out. It looks so good. And I just want to say a major congrats to Taro and Bruce and the whole crew. Everybody worked their butts off making that ride the way it is. And it turned out so awesome.
And
so,
Doug, they'll be running daily now out of Fisherman's Landing. First three-quarter day trip in the history of Fisherman's Landing.
Absolutely. Running daily. Coronado Islands, offshore, whatever the fishing opportunities are, they're going to be a little bit freelance that way. They're going to go where the fish are. And Taro is the man when it comes to being able to put them on the boat.
Indeed. Yeah, it was really cool. So, again, really stoked to get to give one of those trips away. Again, a three-quarter day trip on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. If you want to get through, 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So I like to live aloha and wear Olokai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olokai sandals are the best I've ever worn because they are based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for a natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olokai makes footwear for any time of day or night. My favorite Olokai sandals are the Ohana. Water resistant and great for the beach or the boat. My everyday Olokai is the Noheya mesh. So comfortable and you barely know you have them on. And for a night on the town, I choose the Maloa. They look great and feel amazing. Share your aloha with Olokai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olokai and tagging your photos with hashtag anywhere aloha. Olokai premium footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or at olokai.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half. three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packing up. If you want to get through, the only line open right now, toll free, 877-792-1090.
You know, as good as fishing is has become here, we're into our summer season. We have an amazing opportunity for you to go fishing on a phenomenal boat, and that's the Eclipse out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Mark and the gang have put together a day-and-a-half trip, a Let's Talk Hookup trip that our phone guy, Mr. Ryan Christensen, will be hosting on Tuesday night. Leaves at 9 p.m. on Tuesday. He's going to fish all day Wednesday, and then you're back on Thursday at 6 a.m. Limited total to 22 passengers on that boat. I mean, what a deal that is.
Yeah, that's a big boat.
And all-inclusive, including your meals, including your permits, everything you need, $445
for all a day and a half. No way.
And with, includes your food, your everything. And it's limited load, 22 people on the Eclipse.
And we had a really good time when Mark was in here talking about the boat last week. It's just, if you haven't fished on that boat too, it's super comfortable. They just do things a little bit different. Very high end on the food. The bunks are huge. The boat's really comfortable. It's going to be a rad trip.
Yeah. Now, Mark said it says on website 24, it's actually going to be limited to 22. So you want to get on it. There's only 9 spots left, which would mean 7 spots left. So you want to go on EclipseSportFishing.com and get on there, or give them a call at 619-995-6880, 995-6880 in the 619 area code. But the easiest way is just book right online, EclipseSportFishing.com. You can link that right through the Let's Talk Hookup website. Go fishing with Mr. Ryan Christensen on Tuesday night aboard one of the best boats in the fleet, the Eclipse out of Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Make it happen.
Make it happen quick, because those spots are going to go quickly.
No doubt. Well, the phones are packed up, Pete. I know everybody's excited to talk to Doug. Why don't we start it off this morning with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, thanks for getting us started here on the phones this morning.
Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call this morning. Ricky and Doug, last week, Drew from the Pacific Clean was talking about, you know, how killer the flat falls are working. And he was also talking about how they're upgrading them with a split ring, and also some guys are changing out the hooks. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that, and also could you give a pointer or two about how to determine depth when you're actually dropping that flat fall? Because if you don't have, you know, something like Depth Hunter that has, you know, the gradations of the colors for the different depths, how you could, you know, judge you're down 200 feet, 300 feet, or something like that.
Sure. As far as gauging the depth, I've kind of come up with a little system where most reels take up somewhere around 40 inches per crank, give or take. I mean, when you start, it's a little higher, but when you let your line down, it's a little lower. So I always figure it's somewhere between 3 and 3.5 feet per crank. So maybe early in the trip, you know, when it's not like game time, mission critical, if you want to drop a jig down there and just kind of get a sense. And so if you take, you know, say you take 30 cranks, well, that was probably 100 feet. Now, you also have to judge the scope of your line. So if you're casting downwind, which normally on an offshore trip you're going to cast downwind, the boat will then be drifting towards the jig. If you're cranking with a little bit of scope, then your depth won't be quite as deep. If you're straight exactly up and down, then, you know, you can say, okay, 30 cranks is about 100 feet. So you can kind of judge. I always want to make sure I go beyond the fish so that you go through the fish on the way down and you go through the fish on the way up. So captain says, all right, guys, we got good marks between 80 and 100 feet. Well, I want to go to 120 feet. I want to make sure I get through those fish on the way down and through those fish on the way back up. So, you know, I mean, you can kind of, you know, it doesn't have to get that technical, but if you really want to know, that's a good way to do it. As far as changing split rings and hooks, I mean, this has been the craziest year ever for re-rigging everything, because everything we throw, it was made for 20 to 50 pound fish. We're catching 50 to 250 pound fish. So poppers and surface irons and flat fall jigs and everything. If you want to beef up the components that might fail, which would be a split ring or a hook, you can use, you know, we use the super heavy duty owner style split rings, and it'll tell you right on the package, okay, this is 90 pound test. Well, if you're using 60 pound test and you got a 90 pound test split ring, you can feel pretty safe. Even on a spike of a pressure, you're not going to get up to 90 pounds of pull on that. And then, you know, the so-called assist hooks, or again, we use a lot of the owner hooks that, you know, they have, they're a single hook. They have a little loop made into the Spectra line that's attached to the hook. You can go up a size if you want to. The bluefin are not nearly as, you know, dependent upon the action of the jig, such as a yellowtail would be. So, you know, those flat falls come with some pretty beefy hooks, but if you want to replace them with a beefier one, you can certainly do that. And I notice a lot of guys are going to the bigger flat falls this year. The 200 and the 250 were normally the 130 and the 160 have been our kind of go-to, but heavier line, bigger fish, you know, just it sinks a little better on 80-pound test, where you normally you're using 40-pound test on the 160. That was fine. But also those jigs are kind of a jig that swims on the way down, and the lighter jigs might take longer to get through the water column, so you might actually be fishing more time per cast on a little lighter one. So I mean, there's all different theories on, you know, how to do this, but that's certainly one way, is replace the hooks and split rings if you want to.
Hey Doug, I have a question. Now, a lot of you guys have at Fisherman's Line Tech are rigging the poppers with swivels, and especially the heavy tackle swivels. When you said, well, if it says it's a 90 pound split ring, is that same hold true with a swivel? Can you use a 90 pound swivel if you're rigging with a 100-pound test or something like that, or do you want to go a little bit higher?
We usually go a little bit higher because a 90-pound swivel is so tiny that it may not swivel as well. So we usually go with like a 150-pound swivel. Okay. And I noticed some of the manufacturers at the show now are putting a swivel actually on the ring, you know, that you tie onto.
Oh.
They think that it gives it a little better action or whatever, but...
So there's an actual swivel now with a ring attached?
There's no ring. It's just a swivel that is attached to the, you know, where you would tie your line on, the little
line tie.
Stainless,
oh, okay.
You know,
part
of the harness, on the popper itself, right in the open, gaping part of the mouth.
Okay.
But what we're doing is we're putting about a 15-inch or 18-inch piece of 130-pound fluorocarbon leader, where we crimp it to the jig directly using chafing gear so that you can't possibly... break the line at the crimp connection, and then we put the swivel up at the other end so you can tie your mono or braided line right to that swivel.
Okay. Are you going straight to braided line from that, generally speaking? Or you go, it depends on what you're throwing.
Everybody's doing it differently. Just, you know, some people...
What is Doug Kern doing?
I actually took both types of rigs this year, and I caught fish both ways. So had a couple of reels that had straight Spectra, tied it right to that little piece, 130 pound. It's much more, critical that you pay attention to your casting. It's harder to cast, in my opinion, or at least I have more trouble with the Spectra, because when it backlashes, it's instant and violent, where with the monofilament, you know, when you can start feeling fluffing up, you know, you can do a couple things that might get you out of it before the jig hits the water. You know, the advantages and disadvantages to everything. I mean, the Spectra, you've got direct drive, no stretch. Well, that might mean you rip hooks out more, but it also means you're putting more pressure on the fish. You know, with the monofilament, there's a little bit of stretch. So on the straight up and down game, when those bluefin shake their head, it just ticks me off, because I know they're going to just
let go of my jig,
yeah. And they do. But
they do.
So maybe with the little stretch in the mono, that helps that case. So everybody's got to make their own decision on that. And certainly, I think the majority of the people have a little bit more forgiveness casting the monofilament than the Spectra.
Sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right, let's head up to Katmai Lodge. Jeff Topp, who I just spent 5 days fishing with up there, is on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Pete. How you all doing today?
Oh, I'm wishing I was still at Katmai, because that trip was just sensational, Jeff. And how's the fishing? Is it still continuing to be pretty darn epic?
Yeah, we still got all those sockeye pouring through, just like when you were here, and you know, it's going well. We got chum showing up. Our kings are still going strong, and you know, there's always trout. You know, I mean, it's really a good time of year to be here. And, you know, it's just about like you guys saw. You know, your group. I gotta tell you, you know, what a great group, man. You put together a real dandy crew. You know, it was a lot of fun. We caught a lot of fish, had a lot of laughs. It was a great time.
That's cool. It was a great time, and the upgrades that the new owner, Robert, has put into place since he's owned it the last couple of years is amazing. I mean, from the full open bar at the lodge there to where you don't have to haul in all your... It used to be where if you wanted a drink, you had to bring it. And, you know, Katmai's pretty remote, so when you bring stuff, you got to, you know, and you're limited to 50 pounds and blah, blah, blah.
You can't have rum at the end of the day.
Yeah,
that's a big deal.
You don't have to do that anymore.
They've got
it there covered. The remodels in some of the rooms is just amazing. The remodel in the kitchen is just fantastic.
Oh, cool,
the food is off the charts, incredible, you know, filet mignon. And, you know, we even had ahi tuna one night with filet mignon. And you know, I'm a tuna snob.
I'm sure.
I am like the ultimate tuna snob.
Rightfully so.
I mean, you can ask anybody at Fisherman's Processing what a snob I am when it comes to tuna. This tuna was good. It was really good stuff, for sure.
That's rad, man.
But,
what a cool trip.
But yeah, no, and here we are in the wilderness of Alaska, right? But and then you've got a great Jeff's the top guide, and Jeff does a great job with the guides. How many years have you been there, Jeff?
I started at Katmai in 1996, so all but a couple of years since then. I took 2 years off to start my guide service back in Michigan, so probably 18 years, I'd say, 17, 18, somewhere in there.
He knows every hole in every part of that river that you know. And I want you to talk for a second about your secret weapon for king salmon, which was so much fun, that bomber lure on the Shimano CI4 and the Loomis rod, that light tackle, fishing the holes for big king salmon. Talk about that and how you brought that to Michigan.
You know, I got to tell you, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Good answer.
No, man, we got a new thing we're doing up here with kings, and it's about the coolest thing to have for the king salmon fishing up here, in my opinion anyways. I mean, it's just... we're basically casting crankbaits into the holes and reeling them back on spinning tackle. And when I say spinning tackle, it's lighter spinning tackle than any of you guys use offshore. It's a medium action, 7 foot, 10 foot IMX Loomis with a Shimano reel. And yeah, we're catching 40 pounders on it. You know, it's a pretty killer thing. And you're casting and reeling, and you're not just trolling and, you know, using stick baits. And it's a pretty dynamic take. Pete can vouch for that. We got into them real good one afternoon. We hooked a handful of good ones in there, and pretty cool, huh?
I can't imagine a 30 or 40 pound king on what essentially is freshwater bass spinning tackle. I mean, something you'd go catch a spotty with in the bay.
Oh yeah,
that's so rad.
And they hit it like a freight train, man. You got to be holding on to that rod, because they'll rip it right out of your hand. And then the other thing, they jump when they're in the river.
Mm-hmm.
You watch this 30 pound king jumping all the way out of the water. Literally, in fact, the one bigger one I caught hit the boat. He was so active, right? He like almost jumped inside the boat.
You had him jump right in the boat, man. Yeah. I never seen him like it. It was 3 feet out of the water. It felt like it was going to come right in and say hi to us.
Oh yeah. So for those of you that think Katmai Lodge is just about fly fishing, it's not. They've got all the top quality conventional gear that you can go with, your fly fishing gear. They've got everything. You don't need to bring a thing. Wait, I brought my waders and my boots, my fly rods. I didn't need to bring
all that stuff. Yeah.
No, they had it all. And again, Robert's put a lot of upgrades into the equipment and all Yamaha powered, either jet boats or the prop drives for the lower part of the river. You said it, Jeff. You talked about some of the flyouts, which we didn't even get to do. Well, the tops did do a flyout, but the fish aren't quite in the flyout rivers yet. That's an August thing, right?
And you're talking about how we do all tackle and spinning and fly and all that. And, you know, we got a guide staff here that's so deep. I mean, you know, other than a couple of new recruits, everybody's been here 5 or 6 years, you know, so. Whether you want to spin, want to fly, want to whatever, troll any of it, we got guys for it. You know, I mean, we got a pretty good group of guides here that they do all tackle fishing and they've been here a long time and they get it. And you know, you're talking about the flyout streams too. And you know, next week we're gonna start doing a few more up there and it should be starting to really pick up quick. And you know, the tops went up and did that nice flyout. They said it was the prettiest place on earth they've ever been. So.
Yeah.
Just for that reason, you're going on a flyout when you come to Katmai Lodge, just for the view, you know.
I tell you what, you said it best, prettiest place on earth. I've been to a lot of places on earth. I've been to Katmai, I think this was my fourth time. To me, this place is the prettiest place I've ever been on earth. It is just, and every day is different. That's the other thing, is when you're on the river working, whether you're down in the lower river or the upper river, you're seeing stuff that you never see anywhere else. We were watching brown bears fishing with their cubs next to them, fishing for sockeye off the banks. We were watching moose crossing in front of us in the rivers. There's beavers. There's porcupines. There's the biggest bald eagles you've ever seen in your life live up there, and they're nesting right next to the river. I mean, it's spectacular. It's a jaw-dropping experience every day up there. It's just beyond comprehension. And one of the coolest things I'll mention about our trip is we had a real mixed group of people on our Let's Talk Hookup trip, a lot of couples and a lot of people that are total inexperienced fishermen. They just wanted to go for the experience of Katmai, which is you don't need to catch any fish. It's just – but, you know, you're going to catch a lot of fish. But every day I came back from fishing – these people would be like all over me going, thank you for bringing me up here.
Cool.
This is like one of the greatest experiences of my life.
Wow.
And this is one of the most beautiful places and I can't wait to come back. And I'm sure you hear that a lot. I mean, you have a lot of regular clientele at Katmai that been there for a long time, but, I'm sure you get to hear that over the years that you've been there, that people just thank you for exposing them to this amazing place.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, and your group was crazy how much fun they were having. You know, I mean, everybody seems to have a great time up here, but your group was such the right mix of people, from fair fishermen to somebody who's never even fished, put a rod in their hand. You know, you brought a whole mix up, and everybody had a great time. I'm telling you, your group was a great one of my favorite weeks I've had in a long, long time. It was cool.
Yeah, it was fun. And people that never touched a fishing rod, no less a fly rod, they caught fish all day long and brought boxes of sockeye and king salmon home and chum if they wanted to bring the chum home too. It was just unbelievable how well the group did fishing with zero fishing experience. Now, we're going to be doing it again next July. This trip this year sold out so quickly. Now, mind you, Katmai Lodge, like a lot of places in Alaska, is not a cheap place to go. But we have a deal with Katmai. It's $39.95 for the four-day trip, which is normally $4,500, plus your airfare into Anchorage and a night in the hotel there. But believe me, if you can afford it and you want to take a friend, a spouse, a group to one of the great experiences of your life, go with us next year to Katmai Lodge, mid-July, which is prime time, right? That's when the kings, the chums, The sockeye are thick. You catch amazing, huge trout. You see a wildlife that you've never seen before. That's the primus of prime time, right?
Yeah, that July week's a great week if you want both salmon and trout. It's hard to beat. August is good too. It's just that the king salmon season closes at the end of July, but then we have the silver salmon coming right in behind them. So you never lost for fish up here, that's for sure. And then you know, we've got our June and our September trout fishery, if there's people that only are interested in the trout fishing, and maybe some, a little bit of silver salmon fishing in September. You know, it's a great time. You know, I mean, it's the summertime up here. It's at the Mecca. You know, we're in the Mecca up here for our salmon and trout fishing, and you can't pick a bad time. But if you want to catch kings and sockeye and all that, you know, the days you got to get those guys on point. You got those premium days.
Yeah, well, the king thing with the spinning rods. I'm telling you, it was one of the
all
funnest things I've ever done.
That's so rad.
Yeah,
good for you.
I would have told you that you were going to do that, if I'd have told you that you were going to do that at the trade show there in Long Beach or in San Diego there at Del Mar, you'd have called me crazy, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, no question about it. Yeah,
that's rad.
Yeah,
is that
Jeff,
a good time or what?
Yeah, it's a great time. Well, thanks for introducing us to that, Jeff, and thanks for taking such great care of our group. There, we'll be back next July. Well, on our website, hookup1090.com, the dates are there, and it's the second annual Let's Talk Hookup Katmai Lodge trip. And Jeff, if somebody wants more information, how do we find you?
Well, check out our website, katmai.com, and then if you have any questions, you can always call the 1-800 number, and that's 1-800-330-0326. You know, there'll be somebody that answers the phone pretty much any time, and check the website out, though. That'll answer a lot of questions, and it's pretty informative.
It's a great website. Jeff Topp, thanks for a great week, and we'll see you, talk to you next Saturday.
Pete, thank you. I'll talk to you next Saturday, and thanks for bringing such a wonderful group up.
All right. My pleasure. Can't wait to do it again.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, find out what's biting in the Baja, plus a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com. Whether you're trolling in the trough, sight fishing from the tower, or landing a prize game fish, true offshore anglers demand the best in stabilization technology. When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to a fellow angler.
I just wanted to let you know how happy we are with the Seakeeper. People are blown away with what it does. It's really awesome for daytime sword fishing, and it makes seeing the bite so easy in all conditions.
Now available for boats as small as 30 feet, Seakeeper eliminates up to 95% of boat roll. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, Rush!
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Well, as promised, it's time to find out what's going on the water. We got the man, the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Yours. Buenos dias, cast man!
Buenos dias, cast man!
Cheers, Ricky. Welcome back, Pedro. Man, you sound like you had a heck of a trip.
Yeah, no
I'm
doubt,
telling
right?
you what, Cass, and while we're on that subject with Cast Tours, we did a little pre-trip up to Denali from Anchorage on the Alaska Railroad, and we rode the Alaska Railroad from Anchorage to Denali and then spent a couple nights in Denali and then rode the Alaska Railroad. That was another
cool,
unbelievable experience, and Cass Tours set the whole thing up for us. I called Cass because part of the group wanted to go do this, and I go, well, I don't want to do, you know. It's like you can't find a hotel. All the air, those cruise boats and the railroad all booked every hotel in Denali. So you found a way. You got your girls certified to book the Alaska Railroad and the hotels, and you made it happen and did the whole thing seamlessly.
How'd you like that dome car?
The dome car was beyond incredible, that's the only way to go is on that dome car.
Well, good. Welcome back, and like I said, great that you had a great trip, but let's get on with the report. Two hot spots are going to be that Ixtapas y Huantenejo area. Gosh, there's sailfish mixed in with a few blue marlin, but primarily sailfish. Just as soon as you get out of the harbor, drop your lines, and boom, boom, boom. So you're right within... Just behind the surf line is the blue water, from what I understand. But, yeah, they're doing really well on the sails. And along the beaches, some great rooster fishing all along that whole coast there along Ixtapa and Zihuatanejo. Some great rooster fishing going on. Nice quality fish, averaging between 20 and 30, but there's some 50, 60-pound fish also there. Of course, the other hot spot is going to be San Jose del Cabo and East Cape. They both kind of fish the same area this time of year. The East Cape boats head south. San Jose del Cabo and the Cabo fleet, they kind of make the turn, go north up toward inside the Sea of Cortez. But the Iman, the San Luis, the Vino Rama, Cordon, those areas are all producing fish anywhere from football-sized tuna at the Iman with an occasional 50, 60, 80-pounder. And then, of course, the bottom fishery right now has been really good. They're getting a lot of nice cabrilla, the pargo, the dogtooth snapper, up to 50 pounds. Amberjack, Wachinango, that small red snapper, which is really, really good, and you find it in the restaurants there, excellent eating. I mean, it's really, really good fishing right now in that area. Now, for the bigger tuna, I've heard that if you can get offshore 20, 30 miles, find the porpoise, there's some big fish out there, up to, 250, 300. I've heard of some 320s being caught on the troll, either with dropping back live caballito, or on the actually, it's some being caught on the marlin lures. Also, blue marlin are starting to move in more numbers now. You're seeing more of those in the count. Striped marlin kind of took a week off, but there's still quite a bit of striped marlin around in the area, just that they weren't biting quite as well. So, southern Baja, great fishing. Mainland Mexico, Ixtapas y Huantenejo, it's all good. Anyway, if you want to book a trip into the southern Baja, mainland Mexico, the Ixtapas y Huantenejo, take a great trip to Cancun vacation, do some fishing there, give us a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 and check us out on the web at www.casstours.com. And, Ricky, I forgot to mention last week when we fished San Quintin, the Rapala X-Rap 20 or 30 in the blue sardine was the main producer on trolling for the yellowtail.
That's you mean the Rapala?
No, he said it right. He said Rapala. I don't know if he caught it the first time. Yeah, he definitely said it the right way.
Are you sure, Cass?
Yeah, you got to take a language class, Pete.
All right, I like the Cass, man.
This is like the one show that I enjoy so much. Like, I finally get to gang up on Pete. Like, everybody's on my side. It's an anti-spinning day. We fish Rapala. It's just life is
as long as they work, who cares? Cares what you call them, right?
Believe it,
they always say, I don't care what you call them as long as you buy them, right?
Cassman certainly sounds like some really good fishing going on. If somebody wants to keep in touch, get in on all the great info, get on everything, and get on one of those fun trips with you. How do we do that?
Give us a call, 800-593-6510.
Thanks, Cassman. Appreciate
right,
that.
Man.
And don't you forget, you talked about Baja, mainland Mexico. Don't forget Alaska, too, if you want to book Alaska and Alaskan Railroad.
Oh, yes, that's true. Alaska.
Yeah.
Our Christmas Island trips and the peacock bass in South America.
You cover it all, no matter where you want to go. Call Cass Tours.
Yeah. El Salto right, bass fishing will make it happen.
That's
see
right.
You, Cass.
You're going to El Salto. All right. See you, Cass. Hey, Fred Huber from the Daily Double. What's up, Fred?
Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Are you fishing?
No, I'm at a Stevens baseball game today.
But, all right.
So nice. I'm on the beach and I'm able to listen to the show.
Fantastic.
Nice. Cool, Fred.
But that calico bass, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, has gone off. I mean, it is bite time right now. Our local fishing, within a mile of the end of the point is just phenomenal yesterday.
Wow, fantastic. Is it on the anchovy?
I watched a young man yesterday pull a five-fish limit that was probably 20 pounds.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Whoa.
I saw that stuff eating the surface iron, too.
Yeah, you know, Doug, it's a good mix of all kinds of different lures. I caught fish on surface iron yesterday.
Nice.
But what that young man was using was one of those weedless swim baits.
Yep.
With the owner hook with the lead on it.
Nice.
What are those, 10 inches long, 8, 10?
They come 5, 6, 7, or 5, 7, and 9.
9, okay. What was the biggest one? I think it's the biggest one you sell. And he had, you know, tackle amazes me these days. He had a GoPro in front of it. So you talk about it, it's about $150, $200 on the end of his line. You got to be confident to do that. And I don't have the footage from him yet, but I will get it up on our Facebook once I do.
So cool.
I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Wait a second. Wait, he had a GoPro attached to the line where he was casting?
Yeah, it's on the end of the line,
so
and
cool.
Then, I don't know, a foot and a half, 2 feet of line behind it tied to the lure, and it's looking back, so as the fish comes up on the lure, he's getting the footage.
Wow.
That's rad. How
that
cool,
cool,
man. Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing that, Fred.
So anyway, local bass fishing is good as predicted. Really a lot of fun. Biting on all sorts of different baits. Right now we have just beautiful size sardines to catch a 14-inch fish.
Yeah, it's like perfect small sardine right now. It's just it is just an ideal scenario. Fish are biting,
yes.
They're close, the bait's right. It's just it's the time.
Wow.
So if I could talk about the three boats, Mission Bell is online. We finally have our new bait tank and fish hold. It is state-of-the-art RSW on the Mission Bell.
Nice.
We have more capacity in our bait tank on that boat. Steve was out yesterday for the first time in a while. I think he was the best count at the Coronado Islands. And that crew is hungry and wanting to take people fishing. On the Point Loma, we've switched that run. They currently are running a local trip that departs at 6:30 in the morning, returning at 4:30 in the afternoon. Tony Sotelo is taking most of the runs on the Point Loma right now. Local trip, we've priced it at $85. I think people are really starting to kind of want to get back to the local three-quarter day trips where you're not going into Mexico. So that's an option for people as well.
Man, that
awesome,
sounds
Fred.
Like a good lineup. And, of course, the Daily Double twice a day, right?
Yes. You know, the upgrade to the Daily Double that I haven't really talked about, we have a new, brand-new scanning sonar. That boat's never had a scanning sonar. Somehow I've managed to fish without one for quite a few years, but we've put that improvement on this year as well.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, of course, Point Loma Sport Fishing is a spot. If we want to book any of these trips, how do we do that?
That's it. Contact Point Loma Sport Fishing at area code 619-223-1627. Internet, www.pointlomasportfishing.com.
All right. Fred Huber, Daily Double. Fred, you're going to be on the show here in a few weeks. We'll look forward to getting more into in-depth about what's going on at Point Loma Sport Fishing, and you enjoy that baseball game today.
All right. Appreciate it.
See you, Fred.
Rick.
Thanks.
Doug, we'll see you around the campus.
All right, take care.
Thanks, the campus. I like that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. The phone lines are packed. We got our catch report coming up. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course, we've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips, we've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252, 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com, it's unique.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Major League Playoffs and World Series. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Strokes have some pretty impressive fans, the pros. These award-winning outboards have really delivered for pro anglers across the country. In fact, Florida-based pro tournament fisherman, guide, and TV host Rick Murphy says he's even taken the 300's power inshore. He mounted a 300 to his 23-foot bay, adding 50 horses, losing 40 pounds, and getting that baby up to 70 miles per hour. What's not to like about that? Check out the Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Stroke 300, 250, and 225 at your Yamaha Marine dealer.
Last year, we had an unbeatable fishing season, one of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets, and the freedom to fit 5 full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales Event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales Event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.